Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, especially to the ladies. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm very excited about having our guests coming up this half hour with us. Grace Marie Turner is a dear friend of mine and a great resource for you. And she's one of the folks out there, folks, who works hard every day to change things, to make things better for you and me. And with regard to healthcare, she's one of the world's experts on healthcare public policy. She's the editor of a book called Empowering Healthcare Consumers. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie Turner, welcome to the show.
Jim, you're so too kind, but thank you very much for your kind introduction.
No, it's all true. And of course, I have to get this out of the way right up front. I'm going to ask you in front of all my audience here, will you be my Valentine today?
Absolutely. That was so nice. That's what you said to me when you sent me the email. That was very cute.
Well, you know how I feel about you, Grace Marie, and now the audience knows. And Grace Marie, I also said earlier that this is the only show that has the courage to blend. We just got through talking tax policy with Barbara Weltman. I said this is the only show that will tackle Valentine's Day and tax policy and healthcare policy at the same time. The president, you know, even his enemies, even the people who think, you know, consider him to be a political enemy. Let me say, his political enemies, I guess I should say. Even the people who would like to see him fail in terms of politically, they got to admire the fact that he is trying to lead. You may not like what he's proposing, but you got to admire the fact that he is showing leadership. And what I call leadership is people who look at an issue and say, "Let's fix this."
That's absolutely right. And this president also, I've been in meetings with senior White House staff when they say, you know, what's the right thing to do? Where do we want this healthcare system to be in 20 years, for example? And what do we need to start doing now to really make big changes happen that get us away from all of this tinkering, you know, 100 new pages of regulation here, 100 new pages of regulation there, but that really don't fundamentally make the system better and modernized and get back to consumer control over healthcare decisions. And that's really what they think big picture, just like they think big picture with tax policy.
Well,
very encouraging.
That's the good news, but the bad news is the devil's in the details, isn't it?
The devil is in the details, and it's extraordinarily difficult, especially with a program like Medicare. And I know I sent you a piece, it's also on our website today,
right,
about what's happened to really shift the power center on Medicare from the White House to, I'm afraid, Congress, where there's a lot less visionary leadership, shall we say. The White House, when the president gave a State of the Union address and a major speech billed as a Medicare speech the next day, just a few lines were devoted to Medicare. Medicare is $13 trillion in deficit when you look at the out years.
Yeah.
And
Rich Salmon with Kiplinger was on yesterday, and he reminded us that the entire multi-trillion dollar budget of the United States, only one-third of that is does Congress have anything to say over how it's spent. The other two-thirds are already determined through entitlements and things like Medicare and Social Security.
Absolutely, entitlement spending. And actually now Medicaid, the program for the poor, joint federal-state responsibility, is now bigger than Medicare, the program that covers 40 million seniors over 65.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen when that 40 million becomes 80 million in about 20 years?
That's the reason we need to start changes to the Medicare program now,
yeah,
so that we can inject some competition, some free market energy, some choice, and make this program a lot more efficient than it is now.
But, Grace Marie, in your article, that, and by the way, that folks, that's at galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. Grace Marie and Joseph Antos have an article on the website there called White House Bunts on Medicare and Drugs. The president proposed something. He tried to reach out and make the proposal on reforming Medicare and on reforming the drug coverage issue, but he's run into all kinds of opposition. He even ran into a pretty much of a, what may be a deal killer from one of his own top leaders in his own party. And when we come back after these messages, I'd like for you to comment on that and tell us a little bit about what you guys said in this article and what's got to be done. We're going to talk about what's got to be done, folks, to fix this problem. This is a train wreck waiting to happen, and if we don't do something about it, we're going to have a train wreck. 22, stay with us. Back, it's 17 till.
Sweet comic Valentine.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. That's Lady Day. Billie Holiday. On vocals there. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She's our good friend and a longtime, actually original member of our Brain Trust and one of the top resources that we have available to us, especially with regard to healthcare public policy. And she's the president of the Galen Institute. That's G-A-L-E-N.org. Folks, if you want to keep up with what's going on, if you want to get the real scoop on what's happening with regard to public policy and with healthcare, you need to check this website out and support all the things that Grace Marie does. They can your book, Grace Marie, Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform, that's available online. They can download the book for free, right?
That's absolutely right.
From Galen.org.
And that actually is a book that talks about the intersection of health and tax policy and how important it is to think about both of them together.
And folks, you can also buy the book if you want to have a hard copy like I do. You can buy it at, I guess, at Amazon. They also buy it, or they click through on your site to buy it?
Yeah, we link to places they can buy it. We haven't been able to get our website up to the point that people can actually buy stuff
e-commerce.
On the site, but they can link to them.
Yeah, well, that's fine, and you can buy it. It's a good value, folks. Well, you know, the thing, and I'm going to come back, folks, to the thing that I was mentioning before the break in a minute, but before we do that, the reason you might say, well, Blasingame, why do I care about healthcare public policy? You know, this is so complicated. It's just too intricate. You guess what? You know what? I agree with you. It is complicated, but it is possible, if you'll listen to people like Grace Marie, if you'll read a little bit, it is possible to break all this complication down to some understandable points that you can track, you can follow as you read through it, because I'll tell you, Grace Marie, I mentioned earlier that this is a train wreck waiting to happen. It's not just Medicare. It's the whole healthcare system is on a train wreck pace waiting to happen, and if we all don't get involved and participate in the solution, then what's going to happen is the politicians are going to do it, and I promise you, folks, if they do it, they're going to mess it up.
You know, and people do think, oh, it's just too hard, it's too complicated, we can't understand Medicare and Medicaid and the uninsured and HMOs and all the problems we have in our healthcare system. But there's one unifying theory that gets us back down to a central solution in the healthcare system, and that is getting people back in charge of decisions about how their money is going to be spent.
Right.
And that doesn't mean when you're rolled into a hospital emergency room on a gurney that you're starting to make decisions about which neurosurgeon you want to see. It means that when you're sitting around a kitchen table, you figure out what insurance policy you want to have to cover you in the event something terrible does happen. And that's what people don't understand. The one-seventh of our economy, the healthcare system, 14% of our economy, does not operate like a market. It is centralized, top-down control, whether or not the decisions are controlled by a bureaucracy in Washington or state capitals or a bureaucracy of large company human resource directors. And small business people are shut out of that equation. They're trying to play according to rules that are set up for a big industrialized economy.
Which is to say 20th century rules. But folks, if last time I checked, we're in the 21st century, and the marketplace is vastly different from when the current tax policy was established to deal with health care.
And people want more choice. They want more control. I was speaking with a human resource director this week and said, you know, you really ought to tell your employees that $6,000 of their wages are going to pay their health insurance policy. And they said, oh, we can't tell them that. They would say it's not worth it. But it's their money, and they don't see that they're not making $40,000 a year.
Right.
They're making $46,000 a year
that. Tell us how that works.
Well, if it's your after-tax, your taxable salary, let's say, for a worker, is $40,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if the employer provides health insurance, the value of that health insurance is explicitly forgiven from taxes, mm-hmm, for both the employer and the employee,
right,
because of provisions in the tax code.
Right.
Why does your employer not pay your mortgage payment or buy your groceries or pay for your car? They don't do that because it's not excludable from the individual's wages.
So the government
is.
What we have to establish, folks, is that the government is subsidizing your health care, but it's subsidizing it in the wrong way, in a 20th century way. And we have a 20th century marketplace now with more entrepreneurs, more small business owners, more people working for small business owners, and more independent contractors, but yet you don't have 21st century benefits.
Tax policy.
You're having to deal with 20th century benefits, and that's the reason why, folks, more and more of you are going to wind up working for a small business owner or being a small business owner in your life before you retire. More and more of you are. Millions and millions more of you are. And the current tax policy is wrong for that scenario.
Absolutely right. We need to move it back down to individuals should be able to get their own tax deduction or tax credit for purchasing health insurance and not have it be tied to some centralized bureaucracy. Right now, someone on Medicaid, the program for the poor, mm-hmm, has the theoretical right to every doctor, every procedure, whatever, but because they pay so little, almost no one will see a Medicaid, mm-hmm, patient. And so you wind
some
up
people
with people...
Some people just won't do it. Yeah, some medical people just won't
see. They don't
see
have
Medicaid.
Real options for good health care.
Yeah.
And the same is true with people with a job-based coverage. They don't have control over choices.
I get so wound up over this, folks, that I just can't stop. But when we come back, we're going to talk... We are going to get into the issue that we started out talking about earlier, because I've got a quote I want to read to you from Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, what he said about the president's policy. And don't forget, these are both Republicans. Stand by. We'll be right back. 10 till. We're back at 7 till. Grace Marie Turner is our good friend, my Valentine, and our guest this half hour. And she's the editor of Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform. You can download this for free from galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. That's the organization that Grace Marie is the president and founder of. Grace Marie, I want to read something that Dennis Hastert. Now, this is a Republican Speaker of the House.
One of the two most prominent leaders of Capitol Hill, Republican.
Exactly. And this is what he said about the president's proposal to reform health care.
Medicare.
I meant to say Medicare, right. And the drug issue, I think. He was talking about that as well. Here's what he said. I don't think you can do it humanely. Now, he told the president this. I don't think you can do it humanely. I don't think you can do it politically. I don't think it's practical. Now, does that mean that the president's proposal is DOA?
It's certainly on life support.
Mr. Daschle called it.
Was talking about wonderful visionary changes to Medicare to put people in charge and get market forces and good energy to give seniors the same choice of health care that members of Congress have. The best health care system in the country is the Federal Employee Health Benefit Plan.
Right.
Gives people a choice of health plans. People, the plans compete to please the customers and to make sure they're happy so they'll come back next year. That's what the president wanted to do. But the details were difficult to come up with. The staff didn't do it. And so it got nothing but attacks to the point that the Speaker of the House was confused about what the president was planning.
How could that have happened, Grace Marie?
Absolutely shocking. absolutely shocking. And the speaker was talking in a very sort of informal environment in an editorial board meeting with the Chicago Tribune, which is the main paper in his state. And, of course, this was headlines all over the place.
Yeah.
The speaker is criticizing the president's plan. And then, of course, the speaker comes out the next day saying, oh, I was criticizing what people are saying about
the
president's plan.
But the toothpaste was already out of the tube by then.
Absolutely. The damage was done.
Yeah.
And to the point now, the White House is saying that they're very likely to just come up with principles and not a real plan, which throws it back into the arena of Congress to deal with this highly politically charged issue of Medicare and prescription drugs during a highly politicized run-up to a presidential election year. It
Where's
is going to be
the leadership?
Very difficult.
Where's the leadership in Congress, Grace Marie? I mean, okay, all right, look, folks, it doesn't matter what party you're in. It doesn't matter whether you like one plan or the other. The point is, can't we all agree that something's got to be done? We've got to fix this. And why can't we find leaders that will deal with this, Grace Marie, in an honest and open way and say, look, let's come up with something that'll work?
Because we've got a fundamental, basic, philosophical difference that we have not yet reconciled, and that is, should the government control the choices and the decisions and the money because they're smarter than people are to make their own decisions? The left thinks that.
Mm-hmm.
Or should we have people in charge of decisions about how their resources and their money and their health care are provided? Washington politicians who've been in charge of these programs for the last 30 years don't believe that people can make those decisions. They think they have to make them for them in Washington and in the state capitals. That's the fundamental divide. Should Washington and government or should consumers be in charge of decisions? And until we have a national debate in which people really understand that that's fundamentally what we're talking about, we're not going to make any progress on these issues.
Well, Grace Marie, all you got to do is do the math. We've already got a system that's out of control. Two-thirds of everything that we pay in goes to these kinds of programs, which are fast getting becoming upside down financially. If we don't do something about that, I mean, the option of the government controlling everything just exacerbates that situation. I mean, it doesn't take long, in my opinion, to throw that option out.
But the left says the only problem is we don't have enough money and we need more regulations.
Yeah.
Put more money and more rules on it, we will solve all the problems.
I cannot think
of a more wrong-headed solution, but mm-hmm. That's what they absolutely believe.
So, in other words, let's wind up 10 years from now, let's wind up where 80% of everything that we pay in goes to entitlements.
Yes.
Or some kind
and
of
we're,
government,
we're on that
government
track.
Program. Yeah, we
are
on
that
we?
Track.
We are, aren't we?
We are.
And that's a path to bankruptcy, isn't it?
Well, it's a path to having the next generation taxed so heavily that you disincentivize all of the energy for work and entrepreneurship and taking risk. Because virtually everything you earn is going to be taken in taxes to go for an entitlement for people who aren't working any longer.
Well
said. What kind of a system is that?
Well said, Grace Marie. That's going to have to be the last word. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for being my Valentine. Good job today.
Thanks so much, Jim. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Galen Institute. Galen.org. Check that out. It's an important site. Good stuff there. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and all my Valentines out there. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.